Welcome to Newt Education with Isha and Danny.
Hello, Isha. Welcome to the studio again. How are you?
Danny, I'm good. I'm a bit cold, a bit chilly now.
I'm in a t-shirt today. You know, come inside, take off the jacket any chance I get. I feel like I've got a bit of tan. I went to Bali.
That's where the tans come from.
Thank you. But no, we're back to business now.
Yes.
And today's episode is all about vegetables, and we're going to chat about if you're cooking the vegetables, does it destroy the vitamins?
Yes.
Vitamins or vitamins? I've never
potato,
said that.
Potato.
I went very formal then. In my head, I got confused, but vitamins we're going to go with today. Can you tell me then, to start off with, what is the difference between water-soluble and fat-soluble vitamins?
Yes. So as the name suggests, water-soluble vitamins can be dissolved in water. And we're looking at our vitamins, like our B vitamins and vitamin C as well. On the other hand, our fat-soluble vitamins can be dissolved in fats and oils. And with these vitamins, you're looking at vitamins A, D, E, and K. And the way you cook your vegetables can affect the vitamin content of these vegetables. Our water-soluble vitamins in particular are particularly sensitive to high heat and water as well.
Okay, let's start off with one cooking method, boiling vegetables. Yes. What does that do to the vitamins?
Yeah, so boiling vegetables can lead to significant loss of nutrients, and this is because the vitamins can leach out into the water. And for example, boiling can cause vegetables like spinach and broccoli to lose up to 50% of their vitamin C content. And what happens here is the vitamins leach into the water, and then often this water is discarded. So we're losing 50% of the nutrients there. So it's quite a substantial amount.
Yeah.
But one of the perks of boiling vegetables is that it doesn't require the addition of fat or oil. So this is really good for those who are watching their saturated fat intake or trying to reduce their fat intake.
Yeah. I've always heard though, like boiling vegetables is a very healthy way of eating your vegetables rather than frying or something.
Yeah.
But then I never knew you'd lose a lot of vitamins.
So they leach out into the water. So I guess to combat that, what you can do is preserve the water that you've boiled the vegetables in and either use it to make soup or, you know, as a vegetable stock later on. So you're not losing those vitamins and you're still consuming them as well.
Wow, that's a good tip there. I like that. So what about steaming vegetables? Is that better than the boiling?
Yeah, so steaming vegetables actually preserves more vitamins than boiling because when you're steaming your vegetables, they aren't coming into contact with the water. So therefore, these nutrients aren't leaching into the water that they're being cooked in. However, it's important to note, like boiling, you know, both of these methods require, you know, prolonged exposure to heat. So it's really important that when you are steaming your vegetables, you steam them till they're kind of still bright and crisp. With a light crunch, so you don't overcook them and then lose those vitamins.
You don't want that sogginess.
Exactly.
Okay, what about if we choose to fry our vegetables? How's that?
So frying vegetables, again, is a great method to cook vegetables because you're not submerging them in water or exposing them to heat for long periods of time. However, it's important to note that the way you fry your vegetables can make a huge difference on the nutritional value of these vegetables. So for example, if you're deep frying your vegetables in an unhealthy oil, you're going to be adding unnecessary, saturated fat and calories to those vegetables. So I would rather recommend shallow frying or stir frying your vegetables in a healthy oil, you know, avocado oil or olive oil and try not to burn them so that you destroy the vitamins that way. And I've actually got an interesting study here. I found that the absorption of beta carotene was 6.5 times greater in stir-fried carrots than raw carrots. So actually cooking some vegetables can actually increase, you know, the absorption of these nutrients. And also another study found that lycopene levels was increased in tomatoes once they were sautéed in olive oil as well.
That's good for pasta sauce. Good for me as an Italian. I'm always cooking my tomatoes like that. What about air frying? Do you know anything about that?
Air frying. So air frying is similar to, I guess, cooking in an oven. So it's baking. So again, it's good because you're not going to be adding any sort of, you know, fat or oil to it. But again, try not to overdo it because then high temperatures or high heat can damage the vitamins.
I do love an air fryer because it's always like half the time of an oven. So in my head, just then when you were like fry for a short amount of time, I'm like the air fryer.
Air fryer is a
good
hack.
I love it. Yeah. Okay. What then we always talk about like microwaving things people say is bad and it gets a really bad rap. Mm. Is it as bad as they say?
So, you know, despite its bad rap, I think microwaving is misunderstood because it actually can help you know, retain some of the nutrients in vegetables, provided that you use a minimal amount of water when you're microwaving them. And again, like you mentioned before, that's because of the short exposure short time it's exposed to heat, as opposed to, you know, boiling, which takes a while for those vegetables to soften up. And again, I've found a study here and it said that microwaving is the best way to retain antioxidant activity in garlic and mushrooms. And about 20 to 30% of the vitamin C in green vegetables is lost during microwaving, which is, you know, sounds a lot, but it's actually less than boiling, which is about 40 to 50%.
So you're saying all us lazy people out there who like to microwave might not be the worst thing.
Yeah, exactly. Don't be scared of the microwave.
As long as you don't stand in front of it when it's happening.
Yeah.
When you're microwaving.
run away.
Leave the other room. Okay. So then what would you say is the best way to cook our vegetables to retain the vitamins?
Yeah. So first would be to use minimal water when cooking. So as I mentioned, steaming and microwaving are probably your top two best options there. Another would be to not overcook your vegetables. So cooking them till they're still crisp or, you know, they are palatable, but don't expose them to heat for too long because that's when these vitamins can start to break down. Also try and mix it up. So don't consume cooked vegetables all the time. Try and have a side salad here and there. So you're still consuming these vegetables in their natural form where their nutrient content is going to be the highest. And also save the cooking water, you know, when you are boiling, which is totally fine. Save that cooking water for later to use as, in a juice or a broth or a soup. But, you know, always remember the goal is to consume as much vegetables as possible. So if the only way you can enjoy your vegetables is if you boil them, by all means boil your vegetables, because at the end of the day, it's better that you're eating the vegetables than not eating them because you're thinking, oh, the nutrients are not in there anymore.
Exactly. And we do, I always hear that cooking vegetables, you know, you digest better, the fiber, yeah, your stomach, it breaks it down for you. So, you know, if you are someone who finds yourself bloating a lot after, and if you're just trying to eat salads all the time, maybe turn to some cooking, some of the greens.
Try roast some vegetables.
Roast pumpkin.
Especially in this weather.
It's so good. And it gets all caramelized. Mm. I love it. All right. Well, thank you, Aisha. I'm going to go cook
some. I hope that helped.
It was really interesting. I didn't know about the boiling. So my head is like, ooh. Yes, love that.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, exactly. Well, thanks for joining us on another great topic.
No worries. See you then.
Bye.
Bye.